Hey, what's up, guys? Coach Lou here with a quick tip on how to be effective on any team you play on. And you may want to grab a pen and a paper for this. For all of my young players out there, or pro players, all right, here's something that I advise you guys to do. Figure out who you are as a player. Now, you can do this by yourself, by, for one, being honest with yourself and knowing where your skill set is, but two, you could also speak to a guy that you train with, or maybe a coach that you played with, and ask them, what are your strengths on offense? You know, how were you effective? What made you stand out to them? And if you talk to a few coaches, or if you take an analysis of yourself, I advise you to write down three things that you do well. I'll use myself for an example. For me as a player, I think that, you know, I've always been a pretty good scorer. So that's probably my number one thing. Any team that I go to, I think that, you know, overall, I'm a pretty good scorer. I can shoot it and I can drive it a little bit. My second thing is my playmaking ability. I think my scoring ability opens up my playmaking ability. So for me, those are my number two top priorities when I go anywhere, is to, you know, try to score the ball efficiently and effectively. And number two, I want to make sure that I'm making plays for guys, because when you make plays for guys, you keep guys happy with touches. Now they're okay with you taking a few extra shots. So, you know, being a scorer, of course, I do want to be as consistent as possible, but sometimes it requires you to take, you know, a few shots. You got to be, you know, a bit daring as a scorer. And number three, guys, I think my transition offense can be effective in a lot of ways. Being the fact that, you know, with my scoring ability and playmaking ability mixed in two, I really think that my transition is kind of the cap off to, you know, my overall play, me being able to get out into the open court. And, you know, if the defense doesn't pick me up, I can raise and hit the three, or if the defense picks me up too soon, I can blow by, maybe create another opportunity for someone else on my team. So those are my three attributes, scoring the basketball overall, and playmaking ability for my teammates, and then my scoring and playmaking ability in transition, particularly, sometimes can cause runs. So those are my three. I'm very aware of that. That's something that I've stuck to for the last, you know, 4 to 5 years of my professional career, and it led to, you know, me being able to be very effective in all situations that I've played in. With that being said, who are you as a player? What do you do well? You know, even if you only have two things that you do well, hey, that's okay. We have time to develop that. That's why you see your player development coaches, and, you know, you stay after practice to work with your coaches. So now, who are you as a player? What do you do well? You know, write this down. You know, get in your own zone, write it on your notebook, write it and put it on your mirror, whatever you want to do to get your mind wired in on this, guys. This is what, you know, can separate you from being good to great. Knowing who you are as a player, because once you know who you are as a player, you're able to be very effective and you're able to be comfortable at what you do, because you know, this is what I do well, so I'm going to stick to it. I hope this helps you guys. All right. I'll do my best to, you know, be consistent with things like this strictly for basketball players. But I hope all of my basketball players are in for a ride, and, you know, look forward to hearing about other things as well. I think me as an athlete, I've evolved in a lot of areas. So I hope that I can help all of you athletes do the same, guys. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is Coach Lou. All right. Hope you enjoyed this.